researchers define happiness as consisting of two components, having a sense that your life is good and having relatively frequent happy experiences. But what if genetics determined how happy you feel on a day-to-day basis? We examine health and happiness this week on Take Care with professor and author Sonia Lubomirsky. We'll hear more about how, when it comes to happiness, some of us start on third base, others start on first.
I think we all know people who just strike us as happy people in that they're pretty upbeat and they seem to be in a good mood most of the time. Were they just born that way? Is it a genetic component or they just were born into good circumstances?
Sure, sure. One determinant of that kind of that positive disposition that you discussed is clearly genetics. You know, when we look around us, we see some people just are naturally happier than others. They find it easier to bounce back and just sort of to be in a good mood, to look at the silver lining. Researchers actually have pursued this question, you know, very systematically, and that research suggests that there is clearly a genetic component to happiness. You know, when you have more than one child, you know, if you have several biological children, you feel like, well, they share, you know, 50% of their genes. And you raise them, at least you think you raise them in similar circumstances, and yet clearly there are differences between kids on how happy they are.
I think many of us are probably surprised to hear what in the argument of nature versus nurture, you're saying that nature, it's really genetics that play a big role in how we are happy or unhappy. Can you describe this?
Sure, and I want to clarify, I did say that genetics is a significant part of sort of what determines how happy we are, but it's certainly not the biggest part. Or, you know, there's other factors, of course, that are involved in happiness, and genetics is one of them. And so the pie chart theory of happiness that I propose in my research and in my book, The How of Happiness, essentially kind of asks the question, you know, what are the key determinants of happiness? And so one of them is genetics. Another one is circumstances, right? And those do play a role in happiness, although not as strong a role as you would expect. Then the other is what I call intentional activities, kind of sort of what you do about it, you know, kind of how we think and how we act in our daily lives.
Let's talk about this in terms of the concept of the set point. I think we've heard about a set point in terms of an individual's weight, but it sounds like what you're describing is that we each have our own set point of happiness. Would you say that's true?
You know, that is something that I've argued. The idea of a set point, even for weight, is somewhat controversial. But, you know, I sort of do take it as a premise. I think there's the truth to that. And so I think it's easy or it's sort of clear to think of happiness as having a set point, or maybe better to say that happiness is a set range. You know, and so for some it's maybe more narrow, and for others it's broader. We don't really know that much about this. It's a little bit of a black box. But I think we can kind of, I don't know, we can infer from the research that there is that happiness does have a set range. And people can certainly move, you know, within that set range. And that range can be fairly large, but it's going to be really, really hard for someone, you know, to move really, really much sort of higher than their set point or outside of their set range. They're going to have to sort of work a lot harder at it.
That was Sonia Lubomirsky, professor of psychology and author of The How of Happiness and The Myths of Happiness. She'll join us this weekend on Take Care when we'll discuss health and happiness in depth during a special hour-long episode of the program. And you can hear more Saturday morning starting at 6 and Sunday evening at 6 on WRVO Public Media and find more online at WRVO.org. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.